Well, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison is today hailing the passage of his tax cuts through the Parliament. Labor ended up backing the tax cuts in full last night, despite criticising them, leaving opposition leader Anthony Albanese with some explaining to do. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
The legislation would have passed even without Labor's support. The government had corralled enough votes on the Senate crossbench. And this morning, speaking on AM, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison thanked Centre Alliance senators and Tasmanian Independent Jackie Lambie.
I was pleased to get their support for it and pleased to get the support of the Parliament last night, despite the Labor Party seeking to obstruct and prevent this every single step of the way.
What Labor has done is take a principled stand in the national economic interest.
That's opposition leader Anthony Albanese explaining Labor's strategy. But given the opposition ultimately backed the tax package in full, today he's being asked what voters are to make of it.
Labor initially stood in the way of tax cuts that we've ended up with anyway.
No, we didn't. In what way did we stand in... Tell me where we voted against tax cuts.
The third stage.
We did not stand in front of tax cuts. That's just not true. And the Fourth Estate, frankly, have to do a little bit better at examining what's happening rather than what editors sitting in an office somewhere think is happening.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie came on board despite agreeing with Labor's criticism of Stage 3 of the tax plan and campaigning for more money for public housing in her home state. The Prime Minister this morning was vague about whether the government had actually agreed with Senator Lambie's demand that the federal government forgive state government debt for the cost of building public housing.
Hobart has been leading the house price growth index around the country, and that has produced a very different and new set of circumstances in Tasmania that we're conscious of as well. So,
okay, and to the point of the question, will you wipe the debt?
Well, that's the issue now where we're going to work through with the state government, and that's what Jackie Lambie has said also. Where there's an overlap of an alignment of what we're trying to work on, there shouldn't be any great surprise that we would seek to, you know, work down that path, which is what we're doing.
One of Labor's demands has been to bring forward Stage 2 of the tax cuts to this year. That, it says, would have provided exactly the kind of fiscal stimulus the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, called for when he lowered interest rates this week. But the government rejected that idea from Labor.
What should it be doing to respond to the Reserve Bank Governor's call for fiscal stimulus?
Well, the first thing it should have done is that. Listen to the Reserve Bank and listen to Labor. The second thing it should do is to bring forward infrastructure investment. That was another thing that we called for.
AM presenter Sabra Lane asked the Prime Minister what else could be done to respond to the RBA Governor's call.
If more stimulus is required, will the government be prepared to outlay more money?
Well, I'll answer it by pointing to our record. We lifted the infrastructure program from $75 billion to $100 billion. Why? We did that because we believe that was necessary to support growth in the Australian economy. We will always take actions that we believe will support the creation of jobs.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison ending Tom Iggledon's report there.